and welcome to Annapolis. We're here today because each and every one of us is tired of the violence that continues to plague our communities. We're here today because we're tired of seeing too many young people taken from us too early. We're here today because we believe that Maryland can be a safer state. Thank you for being here today. Thank you. Look, over the last 6 years, we, and I say broadly, we collectively have done a great deal to reduce violence and to make our state safer, as we've reduced violent crime to record levels we have not seen in 3 decades. But there's still too much violence in communities around our state. So we need a common sense approach to reducing unlawful guns in our state, and we need it now. Yeah. Today, we are standing with the 60% of Mariners that believe we need to take action now. Today, we are standing with the 85% of Mariners who support a gun licensing plan in Maryland, and they support it now. And yes, we know that no single piece of legislation is going to entirely rid our communities of violence or save every life. But I can say this much. What we are proposing and why we are here today, it will save more lives.
Yes.
It will keep more families from experiencing a terrible loss, and it will make our communities safer. The governor has put forth a common sense plan to help make our state safer, a plan that's going to keep guns out of the hands of criminals, a plan that's going to requiring licensing and background checks, a plan that is going to focus on school safety. And now, it's your voice. That's why you're in Annapolis, and that's why you're rallying around the state. Now, it is your voice to take assault weapons off of our streets. Now, it is your voice to limit the capacity of magazines. Now, it is your voice for licensing. Now, it is your voice for a safer community. Now is our day to make Maryland a safer state. Thank you for coming to Annapolis and making today now.
Thank you. Thank you. Great man.
Save lives now.
Save lives now.
Save lives now.
Save lives now.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know, one of the reasons, sadly, that we're here, that this is happening, is because of the tragedy in Newtown, Connecticut, December 14th. We all remember that so vividly. After that tragedy, governors around the country were wondering what the heck were they going to do. And governors proposed something, some others. Only one governor had the courage to look around the country and say, what works? And he found what works, and he's pushing it here in Maryland. Only one governor, ladies and gentlemen, and that governor is Martin O'Malley.
Woo!
Thanks very much.
Wow. What a tremendous turnout today. Give yourselves a round of applause out there. I want to thank Lieutenant Governor Anthony Brown. I want to thank all of our faith leaders, especially. I want to thank all of you who bear the most important title of all in our state. And that is the title of citizen. We are not here only because of Newtown. We are here because of the loss of lives due to gun violence in all of our towns. We are here as citizens. We are parents. We are neighbors. We are people of faith. We are people of hope. And we are people who believe that we can make tomorrow safer for our children. We can make this world a kinder and more loving and safer place for our children. We are here as chiefs of police. We are here as clergy. We are here as hunters. We are here as advocates for public health. We are here as advocates for victims of domestic violence. We are here as Marylanders. We are here as children of one God who all share the same red blood of humanity that tells us every life is important. Yeah. And as Marylanders, we also believe that we have a legacy and we have a responsibility. And that legacy and that responsibility is to lead, is to transform the pain and the loss and the tragedy, to take the tears that have run down our faces at gravesides from Baltimore to the west, to Western Maryland and the Eastern Shore, to transform the unspeakable loss of a child standing at the grave of a person standing at the grave of a child, and to transform that loss and that pain into action that saves lives, to doing the things that work to save lives. There are 426 Marylanders who are alive today because of the things we have done with courageous law enforcement to save lives. Every life is important. Every life is precious. Our progress should not be a reason to sit back or pretend that somehow we can sleep on another man's wound. The children that were lost in Newtown were our children. That's right. The children that are lost on the streets of Baltimore are our children. That's right. The lives that we can save tomorrow are also our children's lives. A great man named Abraham Heschel once wrote that the mark of Cain in the face of man has come to overshadow the likeness of God. Who is responsible? The proposals that you have come to rally around today, to rally in a spirit of unity and common ground and a spirit of love, are proposals that can save lives. They are proposals that would ban from our neighborhoods military assault weapons that are designed only for the battlefield. In protecting the common good you seek with your neighbors, including those who may think differently than you do, to find common ground that says that we can honor the traditions of hunters while also protecting our police officers. Common ground which says that we can all agree that upgrading the safety of our school buildings is common sense. Common ground that seeks to improve mental health treatment and information sharing. These are all things where we can find common ground as a people. There are things that we know are common sense, and they work. And if we come together in a spirit of respect for one another, we can transform the losses of Colorado and Wisconsin and Newtown and here in our towns into a positive, loving force for change and for saving lives. We must overcome the sickness in our soul that is violence and gun violence in America. And we must also... and we must also overcome something else, with which Rabbi Heschel called the infamy of the soul, the indifference to crime when it's committed against others. We are all one people. We are all one Maryland.
That's right.
This is not a choice between our security and our freedom. This is a choice between whether we will be responsible or whether we will be irresponsible. This is a choice about whether we give in to that infamy in our souls and whether or not we are indifferent to crime so long as it is committed against others, and whether instead we can summon up within ourselves that spark of the divine that says we are all one, that every life matters, and that every single person is important. If we want better results, we have to make better choices. If we want better results, we have to make better choices. I leave you with this prayer. Lord, teach us to be generous and to serve as you deserve, to give and not count the cost, to fight and not heed the wounds, to toil and not seek for rest, to labor and to ask for no reward, save to know that we do your will. So let us act and let us toil to save lives as one Maryland. Yes. Thanks very, very much. Yes.